And it set us aflame, dear Lord, to do your will in order, dear Jesus. Excited about sharing your word and excited about receiving your word, dear Lord, that we came ready on this morning. In Jesus' name we thank and we bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me put mine.
Hallelujah. Herb. What's up, brother?
Man.
Hey, how you
doing?
Good. Okay. Set this up here, Pastor. Look at my.
And you're live.
Oh, am I live right now?
You are.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot, Pastor Ben. Glad I didn't pick my nose. And
I meant to say that.
Okay.
God,
all right. Elohim Tov.
Kol
Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
Hallelujah. Wow.
I'm getting old, man.
I know. Because I'm right behind you.
Oh.
You're not that far that I can't see.
Amen. Amen.
I'm good. Turn down my phone. I'm just turning that down and getting my Bible. How you guys doing today?
Blessed.
Hallelujah. That's a good thing. Thankful for that. I've been asking the Lord to do a message that just deals with getting people saved.
Yes.
In these last days.
Yeah.
Because I realize, and everybody out here should realize, this world is like a big setup, right?
Yep.
You got to think about it. You know what I mean? None of us came into this world a lustful, drug addict, womanizing, cigarette smoking, alcohol drinking. None of us came in the world with any of those problems, right?
Amen.
Yes, but they're here. And Satan knew that inside of you is the desire to do all of those things.
Yeah.
All of them aren't your choice, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm going to tempt Pastor Sandy with homosexuality.
Ooh.
Ain't going to work. So Satan, but Satan knows what's in your package. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to let everyone know here, especially the young people, because you guys don't understand. You're really on a setup. The setup is really to take your life and you end up in hell.
Yep.
That's the whole setup.
Yep.
When you're young, you're not thinking about it. You're just like, I just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if Satan offers you drugs when you're young, the setup is that it will take over your life and destroy you, drive you away from God, and you'll end up in hell.
Yep.
Rather, it's through sexual attraction, rather it's through relationships, rather it's through alcohol, rather it's through drugs, whatever it is, rather it's through, you know, covetousness to make you desire the great things of life over God, you know? It's all a setup, and the setup is to take life away from you. So Jesus came for what purpose? Not to kill, to steal, and destroy, but that you might have life and have it more abundantly, meaning in the way that God intended for you to have. But you do have an enemy here, and he's always scheming against you, okay? So you have to be very watchful into what Satan is trying to present to you. You understand? Because every phone call isn't for your good. You know what I mean? Some phone calls come directly because somebody, some demon told this person to call you and ask you this. You know what I mean? So you have to weigh everything, rather God wants you to be involved in that or not. You understand? I was thinking about when we first started the church, and one of the young ladies told Pastor Ben she was going to a party. I don't think she even told you, Pastor Ben, that she was going to a party. But Pastor Ben prayed over and told her, you know, the Lord don't want your hands or your feet anywhere where sinners are. So whatever you decide to do, make sure that you don't end up where sinners are, because it's not going to be good for you. So he prayed over her hands. He prayed over her feet and told her, only go where Jesus wants you to be.
I remember that.
And that weekend she went to a party and got shot in the hand.
Shot her pinky.
And we was like, you just prayed over her, like, you anointed her hands, you told her don't go anywhere, God is trying to protect you. But you have to understand what Satan is doing. Mm-hmm. He only has you for a little while, and he has to think of a way to get you. You understand? Yeah, what's going on?
They can't hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
They can't hear me? Okay, well, we're here to please. All right. So, I just really wanted to say that, because I am putting together something for us and for other people, because one of the biggest traps is music and entertainment as well, yeah. You know, because if I can get you to like an artist that continually tells you to do the wrong things in your ear all day, and you listen to them because you like them, then eventually your behavior is going to take on what you're listening to.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't. Yes, it does. I believe me. I listened to stuff when I was young, and I thought I would never do that, and I ended up doing it. So, so whatever the trap is, I'm just saying, be watchful. Ask yourself, would an idiot do this? And if the answer is yes, don't do it. You understand? That's me and Paris' motto. If that's the question, would an idiot do this? And the answer is yes, don't do it. All right. So,
good.
I want to talk about what's going on in the world now, because people are concerned. I just want to thank Donald Trump for what he tried to do, if he doesn't get any help, because one thing's for absolute sure, the military asked him to run. They put him in place. They told him what the agenda was. The agenda looked absolutely beautiful from the beginning. Pedophiles getting arrested. He's restoring the economy. It looked very nice, okay? Until the big 666 giants started fighting back, right? And that began with the pandemic, okay? So now that he's in this position, he only has 13 more days or so to be in office. Why are they trying to impeach him or do Amendment 25 against him? Why are they trying to do that? Because for the 13 days, he's still in charge of military.
Oh.
And so we had, I had messages this morning, the Pope was gonna be arrested, and I had messages this morning of military shutdown and arrest happening. And see, he can't do that unless he stays in office for the next 13 days, okay? Now, I don't know if it's gonna happen, because I hear about a lot of stuff. We heard Hillary Clinton was gonna be arrested, right? Mm-hmm. She's still walking around, and with Bill Clinton still walking around. A lot of things were supposed to happen that didn't happen. So I don't know if it's gonna happen or not. I don't focus myself on what politicians and the world is doing, because I realize something as well. The world is under the control of God, okay? And God is the one who is orchestrating things. God knows who's going to be in power. God knows how it's going to work out. God knows when he's taking his church out. God knows how the tribulation will be. So God already knows and understands everything that's about to happen.
Amen.
Okay? So I don't have Donald Trump pom-poms, and I'm not rooting for Donald Trump to, yeah, I know. She said, I hope not. Gotta move. So I'm not doing that. But what I am trying to tell you is that it may not be over, but if you see what they're saying happen, because they're saying, oh, the Pope got arrested this morning, and Donald Trump activated the Insurrection Act, which means now he can put the United States under military control, and now he can start doing these arrests and all these things, right? And he was using the military to do a lot of things around the world, okay? You guys need to be aware of this, because this is the world you live in, and this is what's going on, because the people that he was fighting against are satanic pedophiles,
yeah.
Okay? And you know, you don't have the idea of what I'm really saying unless you see it, because somebody sent me a video, which I wish I never would have seen. But it really happens, okay? And so all these people getting arrested, and it appears he's going to win, and then now all of a sudden they set him up. You know how they set him up? First, they used some of their people to graffiti Nancy Pelosi's house. So it looks like all these Donald Trump people are crazy. They just graffitied Nancy Pelosi's house. So then when they did the march on Washington, they said, well, we got to hire Black Lives Matters and we got to hire some Antifa, but they can't go as Black Lives Matters and Antifa. They got to go as Trump supporters, right? So now they're going to climb the walls and they're going to shoot and they're going to cause all this trouble. And then we could tell the world, see what Trump did. He got all these people together, and now look at all the trouble. People are dead because of him. Now let's impeach him and get him out of here before his 13 days are even left. Okay? So watch what happens. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. It's not the thing that I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for what God is doing.
Right.
And what I see what God is doing is much bigger than what's going on between the 6'6 giant and Donald Trump, okay?
Amen.
You have been caught up. GNN News, right? God News Network.
Amen.
Okay, now, I want us to I'm trying to answer a question here, and I'm gonna need my glasses to do it. I'm trying to answer a question here. There are two books in the Bible that God is not mentioned in. What is one of them?
Esther.
Esther and the Song of Songs.
Yes.
Okay? Esther, the word Esther in Hebrew, some people say, well, she's named after the god Ishtar. No, she's not. It's a Hebrew word called hidden. And it is hidden because in the book of Esther, it never mentions God's name. Not even once. So many of the people trying to put Esther into the Bible, trying to take it out because it didn't mention God, and they said it's just a story about nothing. Let's just take it out of the Bible. It means nothing. But God made sure that it's in the Bible, and God made sure that it was the 17th book in the Bible, because the 17 gives you the 8 and the 9, which is judgment and a rescue happening at the same time. My question to God this morning is this. Did you hide the rapture in the book of Esther?
Wow.
Did God hide the rapture in the book of Esther? Because the more I'm studying it, the more I'm finding out that the whole book has to do with a rapture and a rescue, and it is the 17th book of the Bible, which is the prime number, okay? Where do I want to take you first? Let's go to the book of Esther. and begin to read in chapter 1. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You guys are fast. Slow down. There it is, 19th. Okay. And now I'm at Esther. Okay. We're going to look at some things in Esther. I'm going to try to keep you focused because I want you to understand what's going on. We're in a very pivotal time in history in the world, okay? I was born in 1961. 1967, Israel fought a six-day war and won back Jerusalem. Was that a big deal to me?
Not to
me. No. Was it a big deal to God and the Bible?
Yes.
Yes, because God was fulfilling prophecy that happened 19 years later that he put in the book of Kings that 19 years later Israel would get back the land in 1967. He put those 19 years in the book of Kings to make sure you knew that when Israel came back in 1948, 19 years later, they would get Jerusalem. So that prophecy had to be fulfilled. All of the prophecies that are in the Bible, God is fulfilling prophecy. You understand?
Yeah.
The world is not on an unlimited amount of time and space. You understand? Don't think that the world's just going to be here forever in the same state that it's in. We'll always have homeless people. We'll always, you know, everything will just always go on. We'll always have rappers that use profanity and less. All of this stuff, God says, you're on a time limit. Okay? Even when Gaza was taken over in 2005, and God already wrote that Gaza is going to be forsaken in the last days, okay? Gaza belonged to the Jews, and it belonged to them ever since 1948 when they moved there. But the Bible said Gaza would be forsaken. And it said, and it will happen at midday, in the middle of the day, they said it would happen. So on the 9th of Av, when both temples were destroyed, this exact same date, Gaza was... The Jewish people moved in there and took the homes of Jews. And so all of these Jews were homeless. But God said it's going to happen in the midday. So you know what time they decided to do it? At noon. So they did. They went in and started moving people out at noon in the middle of the day, tearing them out of their homes, pulling them out of their businesses and everything, giving all of this to the Palestinians. And then, of course, 48 hours later, God was very unpleased. So we had the tsunami or the, what's the thing that happened down there in Louisiana? Was that the, huh? Yeah, Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. So God is fulfilling prophecy. And so right now you are all past the sixth day. The amount of time for Jesus to work, to be able to get married has passed by 3 years. You are in the 120th year since 1901. You're still in the 120th year. I've educated you about the calendar to let you know that it will not end until March 2020. So you are in this time period in life where God says, this is the time where everything that was like in the days of Noah is going to happen again. Okay, so God prophesied about many things that you would see because he told us to do what? Watch and pray. Okay, that means be alert, stay alert to what's going on around you, not just to read your Bible and go to church. Because if you just read your Bible and go to church, yeah, you're going to be aware of, you know, it doesn't make you aware of what's around you. Okay. One of the young ladies in our church, she lives in Wyoming. She says, all of these demonic people are buying up land in Wyoming. I'm trying to figure out, it's like, what does Kanye West want with a ranch in Wyoming? Yep. And what does this other famous actress, why are they all buying up land in Wyoming? So that's a strange thing. I said, you are watching Because to most Christians, they'll be like, oh, you hear Kanye moved in our neighborhood. But she's like, I'm very concerned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Considering the fact that the guy's satanic, I'm very concerned. And so we're supposed to be watching, okay? And so now you're in this time period where everything has been laid out for the stage play to be complete, okay? The whole world has to be under control of the Antichrist, the 666 giant, okay? The whole world has to be in control, okay? So this is why I put the pom-poms away. I don't want to be rooting for Trump because Trump has no bearing on what's going to happen as far as the book of Revelation.
That's right.
I'm praying for him. I hope he found Christ in all this. I see a lot of people are abandoned, like, hey, I had nothing to do with it. I was just doing what I was told. You know, I see that happening. So I want to know, is he defeated? And I want to know if all of those generals are going to stand by him or if it's over. And if it's over, Hillary will come back into action.
Yep.
Obama will come back into action. Okay, now these are people that were running pedophile operations throughout the entire world, okay? Not just America. This is, I'm trying to figure out how many kids we got here. Okay, because I want to say this. When I say child pedophilia, I mean kidnapping children, keeping them in a secret location, some for pedophilia and some for blood, which these people drink, right? Because you guys don't believe me what's really going on, okay? The video that I saw that I hope none of you ever see, I don't even want to describe it to you, what looked like to be a human being open its mouth wide open to the size that it could put a whole child's head in. That's what I saw. I saw that and I said, don't send me anything else. I'm good. Just to know is to know. I saw the military go into the tunnel. I saw the guns out and I saw when they found the kids with the thing and it looked like a human being, but it opened his mouth this wide. And the child's head was there. And I said, don't send me nothing else. Because we don't really believe that there are Nephilim in the world.
Right.
We don't really believe that there's a real war going on. We believe that Jay-Z is a really good rapper who just raps about Satan and horrible things. We don't think that he's with them.
Right.
We don't believe that Hillary Clinton and all of these are actually with this demonic force that's going throughout, because I want you guys to know and understand that Ronald Bernard, who said, I was in the club, I had access to the whole world, billions of dollars in my account. And he said, I was orchestrating sacrifices for the Illuminati. And he said, the sacrifices included things like blow up this building with these people in it, Oklahoma bombing. Make sure that a shooter is here. Use one of our MK Ultra people for the shootings here. Make sure he shoots exactly 12 people because we're going to do a video about it. That was the Lil Wayne video. But they did that. And so he's orchestrating. He says, I was orchestrating sacrifices. I was doing everything these people asked. And then they asked me, he said, to go to a child sacrifice. And he said, I couldn't do it. He said, I had been abused as a child. He said, I could not do it. He said, first time I missed the child sacrifice, they came and they told me, hey, we're going to do it again and we expect you to be there. And he said he couldn't do it. So they stripped his bank accounts. Everything he had. Then they put a hit out on him. He had to go underground and hide. And see, we don't understand who's insisting on him to be at a child sacrifice. We've got to wake up and realize you're in a spiritual battle. Whatever Satan's trying to sell you is meant to kill you. And so God says, for this special moment in history, where you're past the 6,000th year, and God proved it by having Trump announce that Jerusalem belongs to the Jew in the Jubilee year. So God knows what time we're in. And we get to the 120th year, and then all of a sudden, what we thought was just Pastor Ben and Pastor Sandy being a bunch of conspiracy nuts, talking about the RFID chip in 2004 and 2000, oh, the world's going to be under one control. Guess what? It's here. And all of that stuff is here. So now God is saying, for Christians who should be watching, not sleeping, you should be aware what's going on around you. It should completely make you pray and get in your word to see the world under the control of one person somewhere.
Right.
Because we have no idea who's making Scotland shut down, who's making Israel shut down, who's making Italy shut down, who's making Martinique, a little island, French Caribbean island. He said they're shut down. Who's making all this happen? Saying which businesses can be closed and which businesses can be open. Who's doing this? Because it's not just happening in California. This is all around the world. So somebody's in control of everything now, and they want you to get a vaccine that changes your DNA. The girl that died from the shot, as some people say, she's still alive. I don't know whether she is or not. But one thing for sure, the doctor that took the vaccine did die. He died 6 days later. And they said, oh, it must have been from something else. It couldn't have been the vaccine. And his wife's making a big, what's that? Three others? So they were doing fine before they got the vaccine. And I'm trying to make Christians wake up to the time you're living in. Why is this all happening now? Because you're past the 6,000th year. You're on the 120th year. A rapture has to take place. A tribulation period has to take place. And if you don't believe it, you don't have to. Your safety is in who? Jesus Christ. I'm trying to tell you that because the world is trying to pull you apart. They're still telling you, don't worry. In 20 years, all of your dreams are going to come true. They have excluded Jesus. They have excluded God. And they're trying to get you to look forward to what we had a chance to do, but you may not.
Right.
To get married, to live a long life, to go to college, to do all these. You're not living in those days. I'm very sorry. And I say that from my heart. I'm very sorry because I enjoy college. I wouldn't have wanted to play football in front of nobody. We had 60,000 people at our games. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play a game in front of, you know, just the sideline guys and look up in the stands. You know, made a touchdown and no crickets. You're like, what is this? If I was just football players, I would all become Christians just by seeing that.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the book of Esther, chapter 1. Hallelujah. It says, this is what happened during the time of the art of Xerxes. Xerxes, who ruled over 127 provinces stretching from India to Kush. At that time, King Xerxes reigned from his royal throne in the city of Susa. And in the third year, 3 years, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials. Now, I want to explain to you this. Jesus Christ dies on the cross. How many days does he stay on the ground before he gets victory? Three. Israel goes through Holocaust. It ends in 1945. When do they get back in the land? 3 years later, 1945. The Bible, Psalms, prophesied everything, 1901, 1902, 1903, all the way up until 2017. And in 2017, it had a prophecy, but it didn't, but nothing happened. There was no rapture. Then in 2018, nothing happened. 2019, nothing happened, right? So here we are, 3 years later, after the 2017, and here comes something. You understand? So I'm letting you know where you're at, because the church can't stay here under the circumstances that the world is in. Either we're going to see an all-out war between China and the United States, or, see, if Trump wins, they're going to call on China to come against this. If Trump wins, you think they're going to just say, well, let's just let him win? He's arresting the people now. He's using the military of the United States. And believe me, I haven't heard from Dr. Pechenik. I haven't heard from any of these generals that said, what Trump is here to do is to destroy the deep state, to kill off pedophilia, and to reestablish America. All of them, since he lost the election, crickets. I haven't heard anything from them. So are they secretly planning something, or have they bowed out? Because the world didn't get in this trouble because there wasn't a spiritual war going on. There was a spiritual war going on. When Trump and Hillary were doing they were talking in the debate, she said something, and he said, yeah, because if I was in control, you'd be in jail. You don't say stuff like that at a debate.
Wow.
That means you're coming in strong. And you're coming in with confidence.
Wow.
Every powerful leader in the world received a bomb at their house. And then they said, it was a crazy guy. He was in a Trump van. He was in a van with Trump all tattooed on the van. He's the one that put all these bombs in all of these rich. How did he even get in the neighborhoods? How did he know where all of them stayed? He didn't do it. The United States military set those up and told them, if Trump is touched, you're out. So they haven't touched this man for 4 years, and they hate him. When he said, I have COVID, he got 1.2 million people said, I hope you die. Imagine that. You tell somebody, I got COVID. And then you get 1.2 million hits saying, I hope you die. Everybody hates the guy because a spiritual war was going on. And now that it appears that the spiritual war is over, now the people that are bowing out, but now, see, this is a problem. If you get out of the Bible and into the world, you'll forget who's in control.
That's right.
I can't do that. I have to stay on this. So 3 years later, after 2017 was the 6,000th year, we're now in this third year. Now also, Jesus says it will be as it was in the days of Noah. So the 120th year is here. And the 120th year ends about March. It ends March 14th. Do you know that after March 14th, I cannot stand here with you and give you any prophecy dates? You know why? They're all gone.
Yeah.
All we can do is wait and say, we're praying for the Lord to come. But there are no prophecy dates after that. The setup has already been set up.
Yeah.
The 120th year will be gone. So we have this month coming up called Adar. And Adar just happens to be, here, let's read this. Watch this. It says, the military leaders of Persia, Okay, he ruled in Susa. Can I show you Susa? Susa means lily. Okay, you know what a lily plant, a lily flower looks like? It looks like the Star of David. Okay? I put this on the notes and I'll send it to you, Pastor Ben. They had, God had Solomon put a lily plant on the top of each pillars in the temple. That's where they get the idea that the Star of David is going to give them eternal life. Satanists. That's what they believe. That's why they want the temple to be rebuilt. Every year, every president, we need the temple built. Have you noticed that? Every year, every United States president is trying to have peace with Israel and the Middle East. Why? Because they need the temple built, because they can't get eternal life without the temple, because they believe the temple holds the power of resurrection and eternal life. And Lucifer has promised them eternal life because he doesn't lie.
Mm, no, not him.
And so for this, I'll do records that children like that will destroy their lives. I will do all of this stuff. Because that's what they're believing. Their hope, don't believe they've grasped on to Satanism without the idea that they're going to have some type of reward in the end. They believe they're going to be rewarded. You understand? This is why they do it. And they're seeing what he's doing for their lives now. Wow, he made me rich. If you've seen so many songs about the rain, because they believe Satan is the rainmaker who makes money fall upon them as blessing. So every corrupt artist makes a song about the rain. So it's just, you're in the middle of this war and Jesus has done everything possible for you to make it out and to live a successful, abundant life even after this life.
Yeah.
Am I scared now? So I look, so much is going on. We could have a war, and oh, they might, the vaccines. Young lady who had a death experience and said she, in her death experience, she walked into, met Jesus, and he said, do you want to stay or do you want to go back? I'm going to leave it up to you. And she said, no, you know, I have kids. I don't want my kids to be without me. And so Jesus said, well, I'm going to let you go back. So when she came back, she gives this testimony. I hope I can find it again. She says, they asked her, so how did it feel to die? She said, it's like somebody opened the door and I just walked in. What about the big pain of the big? No, it's not like that. It's like, you know, you're outside the door and then somebody opens the door and you walk in. That was her big thing about the fear of death, right? So you guys have to understand, this life is a comma, it's not a period. It's a comma, not a period. So you're going to have to understand what's at stake. What's at stake? Eternal life. Jesus didn't offer you that for no reason. If you believe in me, you will never die. I will give you eternal life. That's not a, he didn't promise that because it doesn't exist. It exists. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But you, the real person inside that shell, you can inherit eternal life. And so I always value my life over anything that's in the world. Any opportunity to sin, I don't want it. Remember the guy who sold his million-dollar estate for a bowl of soup in the Bible? That's what you do when you're like, well, you know, he's so cute. Or, man, she's fine. I go to hell for her. Basically, is what you're saying, right? Because you don't think that is real. You think like, you know, I don't know.
Amen.
Anyway. So this guy is ruling in Susa, which is the Star of David. We'll have to teach on that on Wednesday. Because this whole story is talking about the king of Israel, okay? So it says in verse 4, for 480 days he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom and splendor and glory of his majesty. When these days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days, but for 180 days, if those are 30-day months, how many months is that? Six. So for 6 months, the king is showing all of his friends all of his vast wealth and everything that he has in the kingdom. He just like, and this is this. Oh yeah, I'm going to take you over here. And he's showing all the, and then he says, and then after they had a banquet lasting 7 days, where's the Bible getting all this from? And he's living in Susa, which has a, which is called Lily, which is basically the Star of David. Where is he getting all this ideas from? From God. He's telling, because for 6 months, see, you guys don't understand. Somebody's like, well, if the rapture, if it happens today and the tribulation starts today. Look, if the rapture happens today, tribulation ain't starting for 6 months. The Bible says that. Where does the Bible say that? In Samuel, when David's life, he ruled for 7 years and 6 months. That means for 6 months, in the kingdom of God, Jesus is just showing you the vastness of all of the wealth that you have inherited. When you leave here in the rapture, you're going to have 6 months of a tour. Then 7 days of a wedding feast. And you're like, oh, I love this body. You know, I know I get a cold and a snot and everything bothers me. But I want to stay in this body. No, you don't. You're going to get old.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. I told you, I watched myself on film. Boy, I chased the guy down 80 yards and tackled him and got up and ran back to the huddle. I said, I would die. I would fall out and die if I even walked 80 yards. I would fall out and die. You do not want to stay in this body. God has a body prepared for you. That's why Jesus resurrected.
Yes.
To give you a resurrected body. And isn't it beautiful that God thought about the pleasures of being in a body before he created a resurrected body? Because after, when he came up, you know what he did? He ate. Yep. He gave people hugs. He walked. He walked through some doors. He walked around some doors. But he did not have a body that was just floating in the air like, you know, that movie Soul. Like, you can't taste anything. So you can feel. You won't have a body like that. You're going to have a real body.
Yes.
And so this is the promise to us. But if you don't understand you're in a war and Satan is trying to kill you, you'll walk around like you're not at war. You'll walk around in the middle of Vietnam with some flower shorts on and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Acting like you're not at war. You are at war. Every morning you wake up, you're at war. Put on the whole armor of God. When? Every morning. Not sometimes. Put it on every morning. So for 6 months after the rapture, you're going to be in the kingdom being showed the wealth and everything of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Next, you'll have a 7-day wedding feast. Now, everybody wasn't here on Wednesday, so I would like to show you where I got this from, okay?
15 minutes.
Wow. Have I talked that much? I haven't even touched. Okay. Was it 2 Samuel chapter 5? Here it is. Oh, yeah, I got it on my paper here. I don't have to look in the Bible right now. So I put the scripture right here. Okay, now watch this. At the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Okay? In chapter 5, it says, in Hebron, he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. So when David reigned as king in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, what happened at the end of the seventh year? Because 6 months, okay, passed. And then there came this 7 years, okay? What did David have to do when the 7 years and 6 months was over? He had to go back to where he was and fight a war to win his own people and the land back to himself. 7 years after, when the tribulation ends, Jesus has to come back here, and guess who's with him? All the people of Hebron. What does Hebron mean? In association, a bunch of Gentiles. So he has to come back and win a war, and then guess what Israel says to him at the end of this? You've always been our king. You fought all of our wars. We're so happy to see you. And you think Jesus is going to be mad at them? No, David accepted them and brought them back in, the same as Jesus is going to accept them and bring them back in.
Amen.
But you're not going to be a part. Now, after that, when he comes back, guess what happens then? Jesus begins to build the temple, and he lives there in a resurrected body for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And guess who reigns and rules with him? You do, the righteous. Because God has a place for the unrighteous.
Amen.
And it's not with him. So when you make a decision, because you have a free will, it's a big problem. When you make a decision not to sin, but to live for God, you put yourself in line for all the blessings of God. But in this world, you're going to get choices, decisions, and Satan knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they like.
Yes.
Let's see what you like. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Maybe you like weed. You don't like alcohol. Maybe you prefer cocaine. Maybe you prefer, you know, this guy. You know, these type of guys or that type of girl. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure you get what you want, because I'm just trying to take life from you. I just want, when you stop breathing in that body, Satan says, I just want you to be with me.
Wow. Wow.
And Jesus says, when you breathe in that body, I died on the cross because I want you to be with me. And know what he can't violate? Free will. He will not violate. He can orchestrate some things, but he can't violate. Me and a friend in Montreal together, we talked about thinking about how we could, because I had a little money left from playing football. Oh, how can we make money? And we had all kinds of ideas. We wanted to buy a counterfeit machine.
Ooh.
We could counterfeit money and we could pass the money.
Make money.
And man, he really, we could do this. I was like, nah, man, I just saw on TV a dude did 20 years for counterfeiting. I was like, well, he said, well, you know, I know how to sell drugs. We could just buy a key and we can get started. And I'm thinking about this all night, and I hear the voice of God say to me, now I'm backslidden, so I'm like, where did you come from? We haven't talked in a while, right? He says, if you do this, I'm taking my hands off you.
Mm.
He says, if you start selling drugs, I'm taking my hands off you. At that moment, I knew I had to make a choice. Either the voice I heard, which always is correct,
always,
or my own will. So I woke up and I said, I'm done. Crime life over. I'm done. I don't want any more. I'm going to get a job and I'm going to work. Okay? But guess what? Somebody said, well, when you get to heaven, you know, you take no credit. You're saved by grace. No, sometimes you got to say no. You are saved by grace.
Right.
That means you didn't pay anything to get in this.
Right.
You didn't do nothing to get saved. You said a little bit of prayer and that was it. And you were saved by grace.
Right.
But walking in this, you're going to have to fight.
That's right.
Otherwise, you don't need the armor.
That's right. Amen. Tenderness.
Ooh, Pastor Van, you the timekeeper be bugging me. Okay. I want us to go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Because we ain't going to be able to do all this, but we're going to go through this Bible study. Let's go to 2 Peter. We're going to be I got 10 minutes, Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm going to just read through this because I want you to see, and then we'll skip over to the last part. Let's start at verse 1. And it says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great precious promise, so that through Him, you may participate in the divine nature. You hear that? And escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. That means better decision making. Okay, God is good means He makes all he makes the right decision all the time. So it's an add to yourself goodness, which means making better decisions. And to goodness, knowledge of the Bible, and to knowledge, self-control. No, I can't come over. And to self-control, perseverance. No, I'm not going to quit my walk in Christ. And to perseverance, godliness. I choose righteousness. Brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Be patient with people. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measures, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge, in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted, blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. You hear that? So to walk correctly, some people forget that they came out of sin. You know what I mean? They forget that they've been saved from something. Let's continue. Verse 10. Therefore, my brother, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. But if you don't do them things, what will you do? You will fall. Some say fall away. So God is telling you to do these things so that you do not fall. Okay? And you will receive a rich welcome in the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You hear that?
Yes.
Wow, that was enough right there. But let's go to chapter 3 because we got to get through this. And we're going to be in verse 8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. He's telling you that because the world's on a 6,000-year plan, and a 7,000 for the millennium, and an 8,000 to begin a new heaven and a new earth. God is telling you that because the days are numbered by thousands. And so it says, and the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything will be laid bare. Like, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think God just wrote that in a book. Because he wrote that Israel would be a nation again, like thousands of years before it happened. Did that happen?
Yep.
Oh. So I'm saying this. Look, what God is writing here means that this is about to happen. You understand? You want to be on the right side of this. Don't believe the world. Don't believe the lies. Everything's set up to kill you. You can have eternal life. Jesus died for me the same way he died for you. You can have eternal life. I don't care what you went through. I don't care how bad you've been. A confession of your mouth of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior sets you in line for the blessing of eternal life.
Yes.
My friend showing me the homes in heaven when he died and God gave me a vision to go and visit him. Showing me the homes and the beauty and the flowers, and I couldn't even describe it to you because I don't know what a psychedelic flower looks like, but that's all I saw. It's a lot of colors there. And there's some big homes there. And so Jesus is offering you something, and he's just hoping that you will fight for it. He's not hoping that you join a church for it, because you can join a church and be a horrible, stupid little sinner. Just at the church looking for girls. And this has all happened. You can do that. Or you can come into your relationship with Jesus Christ and you can actually live for him. You can read your Bible every day. You can pray and say, Lord, be a part of my life today. Lord, I messed up yesterday. Forgive me in Jesus' name. And he keeps you in loop. He's like, we're in a relationship. Don't worry about it. I forgive you. I'm not let go in your hand. Don't let go of mine. This can be accomplished. Even in the world that's trying to pull you away from God, because God knows you're going to make some mistakes. But you better make sure the mistake you make doesn't cost your life.
Amen.
Because that's what happens. What happened to Lenny Bias? One night doing cocaine and he dies. Right? One day, I'm pregnant. One day, I'm in jail. One day, we drove over a cliff. We had a little bit too much to drink. These are all schemes against you. You don't know that. These are all schemes against you. Because Satan only needs one good one to work. One wrong guy. Oh, he's jacked up. Got no control over his anger. Just one wrong guy. That's all I need you to do. Introduce you to one wrong guy. So you got to understand. You're on a setup. Satan's like, this is not Jesus' world yet. The Holy Spirit's in here, and I'm under some control. I can't do everything I want to do, but read your Bible. I'm the prince of the power of the air, the God of this world. That's why my rappers get paid millions and Christian rappers get paid nothing unless they sell out and do what I want them to do. That's why my movies make millions of dollars because they have the right amount of profanity and homosexuality in it to make you watch and be entertained. But you better understand, this is not the world yet. So everything's set up for you not to make it. And now he's going to do your goals. You know what I mean? Your goals without Jesus are stupid.
Stupid.
Because you have the goal to be this or that, and you don't have Jesus, it's stupid. Because you know what? What if something happens and you die? You still going to go wherever you're going to be for eternity. And you can't achieve goals without Jesus anyway, because he's the ultimate set you up man. My wife has been set up. She told the people on the job, she's like, you know what? If I came in trying to get a job in this company now, I would have never got the job. They told my wife, we're going to hire you, but only for 2 years. How long you been there now, babe?
11.
11 years. It's only for 2 years, but just take it for now. She said, okay. God was setting her up for 11 years.
Yep.
And so I'm telling you, all success is through Jesus Christ. You set Jesus Christ aside, he says, okay, I'm not involved in it. You do your thing. We'll see where you land. Make Jesus Christ number one in your life, rather it's for here or rather it's for leaving. You understand? Praise God.
Let's go. Amen.
Hallelujah. Beautiful.